Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Sukkah, Daf Dalid, is the basic parameters of Dofen Akuma, both the conceptual issues as well as a few important examples of halacha lamaisa. Our Daf and Daf Dalid Amalf gave us a few examples of Dofen Akuma, and let us start with the Mishnaic example that our Gemara makes reference to from Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that if a person has a house whose ceiling was removed, even if the edges of the ceiling still remain, if there's schach that's put on the area of what was once the ceiling, if there's less than 4 amos from the schach to the wall, in other words, there still is a remnant of roof, which is pasul sukkah. Nevertheless, as long as that remnant is less than 4 amos, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Chazal coined the phrase dofen akuma, that even though the roof seems to meet the wall of the sukkah with pasul schach, the previous roof, nevertheless, we view the wall as a wall that makes a right angle turn. And as long as that right angle turn is less than 4 amos, then it could all be considered a wall. Therefore, the halacha is that if one has a sukkah and the side of the sukkah has schach pasul, says the Mechaber in Tof Reish Lamed Bey Sif Aleph, min hatzad, if there's sukkah psula from the side, ena posel ela ba'arba amos. The only time it will be pasul is if the posel schach on the side is 4 amos long. Avo pochos me'arba amos kshera, damrinan doifin akuma. Application number one of the halacha of doifin akuma from the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. In our Gemara, we also pointed out the same applies if you have schach that's 20 amos from the ground, but it's on the edge of the sukkah, and the rest of the sukkah is raised up, and therefore the rest of the sukkah only has a distance of less than 20 amos, but on its side by one of the walls, then the schach was schach psula because of 20 amos. In that case as well, in Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis, we say Dofen Akuma, if the Schach Pasul is only less than 4 amos, and then the Sukkah would be kosher. It is important to note that the Ran on our Daf makes important diyukim from Sugyas throughout our Masechta, and comes to the following conclusion, which is the psak in Shulchan Aruch as well. Let us see it in the words of the Mechaber in Tof Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. Hilkach bayis shenivchas be'emtza v'sikech be'bokom hapchas, v'nishar min atikra saviv ben schach kosher l'ksalim pachos me'arba amos, the case that we've been discussing up until now, k'shera, it's kosher. However, as the Mechaber, umiyu ein yishenim tachtov, kolzman sheyesh bo arba tfachim. It's important to note that the Ran and the Psak Halacha do not apply the heksher of our Gemara across the board. And that is that even though Dofen Akuma allows the Sukkah to be kosher, nevertheless, that area with the Schach Pasul, one is not allowed to sleep under, and as well, one cannot eat under that area. That's important to note that even when the Rav says that the Sukkah is kosher, for example, in the case of Dofen Akuma, nevertheless, that does not mean that one could eat under that area. The rule of thumb, explains the Mishnah Bura in Sif Katan Vav, is any time you have schach pasul that's 4 tfachim, then that has its own chashivus, even though it doesn't pasul the sukkah. That area of 4 tfachim of schach pasul, one is not allowed to sit under. The words of the Mishnah Bura are, Kivan shu arba tfachim umakum chashiv la'atzo ve'ein misbatel l'gabe sukkah. It becomes a makum chashiv by itself, and therefore, if a person is sitting under it, he's sitting under schach pasul, even though the sukkah is not pasul, but that schach does not have a halachic din of schach kosher. Another important note in the halach of Dofen Akuma is that the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Dalid tells us that Dofen Akuma, halacha l'maisa, according to many poskim, does not apply to airspace. In other words, one might have thought that if we say Dofen Akuma when there's Schach Posel like above Esrei Mama, or Dofen Akuma when it comes to Schach Posel, if there isn't Schach there as well, so then maybe also, why don't we evoke the rule of Dofen Akuma, especially if there is a small amount of space between the Schach Posel and the Schach Kosher? Or for that matter, what happens if you have a dofen, and then there's a little bit of space, and then schach posel? Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Dalit says, the rule of dofen akuma can no longer apply, because the whole connotation of dofen akuma is that the schach posel is an extension of the wall. If, however, the schach posel doesn't reach the wall, let's say there's four tvachim between them, there'll be a discussion in the post on what happens if it's less than three tvachim, but it could very well be even less than three tvachim will be a problem. But certainly, even if it's four tvachim, so then in such a case, you would not be able to say dofen akuma, and we have to be careful that dofen akuma cannot be used in such an instance. Finally, probably the most important issue that comes up over and over again in Hilchos Sukkah that relates as well to dofen akuma is what's referred to as the poskim, the usage of two halacha l'moshe misinais. Let us give an example where it comes up in regards to dofen akuma, and emphasize that this is one of the most important issues that come up practically when asking halacha l'maisa shailas in regards to schach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalid concludes that the only time there's going to be a problem when you have airspace between the schach kosher and the dofen, particularly the case of dofen akuma, is where there's more than three tfachim of airspace. However, if there's less than three tfachim of airspace, so then in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Dalid, ve'efsher heichid min atfanos ad eschach u'pachos mishosh tfachim, v'kulei alma yesh lahakil, damrinon lovild v'doifin akuma. If you have less than three tfachim, and you have dofen akuma, so then in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, there isn't going to be a problem. We know the concept of lavud, we made reference to it in our daf, and that is that something that's less than three tvachim from something else, we consider that area as closed. However, the Chazon Ish in Archaim Simon Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Zayin strongly disagrees. And the Chazon Ish's position is followed by Rabbi Kiva Eger in Madura Kama Simon Yud Beis. In other words, there are sources for the Chazon Ish's Chumrah in Rabbi Akiva Eger. And that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger made reference to the notion that it's not poshut at all that one could use two halacha l'moshe misinai simultaneously. That's how it's referred to in the yeshivas. The usage of two halacha l'moshe misinai. Do you apply both lavud and dofen akuma to be machshir sukkah? Or the rule of thumb is, no, you could only use one halacha l'moshe misinai. The Mishnah Berurah is mefurish that one can use two halacha l'moshe misinai, as we read in the end of Sif Katan Dalit. However, the Chazon Ish says no, only one halacha l'moshe misinai can be used. Now this comes up, for example, if you have a sukkah that's next to a building, and there is, what's quite common here in Eretz Yisrael, is there are air conditioner boxes that are next to the wall. Now, the rule of dofen akuma could apply, very simply, if the air conditioner is flush against the wall. If the air conditioner is flush against the wall, you'll probably have to put a beam for a totally different issue in halacha on top of the air conditioner, because the halacha is of maimid. But if the air conditioner was flush against the wall and is less than four amos, no problem, just don't sit under the air conditioner as we elaborate above. However, many instances, the air conditioner is close to the wall, but it's not flush against the wall. It's less than three tvachim. It's lavud, but it's not mamish flush against. Do you say lavud and dofen akuma simultaneously? Rav Nissim Karelitz says that according to the Chazon Ish, that would not be acceptable. Chut Shani in Sukkot, Amid Reish Yutes, says it would not be acceptable. And that is something that also has to be kept in mind. How do we paskin in this machlokis between Gedolei Olam? Whether you have two halach l'moshe misinais, could they be used both Lavan Adof and Akuma, or only one of them could be used? And the example of an air conditioner next to the wall would be a great classic example of Dofen Akuma today. If the air conditioner is flush against the wall, it's less than 4 amos, and the schach reaches the air conditioner, then that would be fine, leaving aside the issue of maimid, you should put a board on top. However, if there was also lavud that's at play, banu l'machlokis, bein gedolei olam. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Dav Dalid in Masechta Sukkah.